Welcome to Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7. This Mishnah speaks about people who are disqualified from being Edim, from testifying, saying Edus. Now, biblically, any person that's a Rasha, that's a wicked person, is invalidated from saying testimony. The Pasuk says, Al tashes yadcha im Rasha liyoseid chamas. You should not combine with a Rasha, with a wicked person. And from here the Gemara explains that anyone that violates a negative commandment where they would get lashes for it, they're disqualified from Eidos, from saying testimony. And the Gemara in Maseches Makos and other places delineates exactly the type of sin that one would have to violate to become disqualified. This Mishnah actually discusses people who are qualified biblically, but the rabbis came along, the Rabbanim came along, and they disqualified them. Says the Mishnah, Elu hein apsulin, these are the ones that are disqualified from testifying. Hamisachik Bekovya, a person that plays with dice, basically somebody who gambles. The Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin gives two basic reasons. One, the Gemara says because they're not considered b'yeshuva shalom. They're not considered mainstream people who work for their money. These people gamble for their money. The second, the Gemara gives another reason that maybe because when a person gambles, they never assume that they're going to lose, and you would never gamble the money if you knew you were going to lose. So when the gambler takes money from somebody, he wins a bet or he wins a hand or whatever it is, he's taking money that he's not really allowed to take. That's Geneva, then he's a Gazlan, and a thief is disqualified from testimony. Two understandings in the Gemara. Umalve Baribis, somebody that lends money and charges interest to another Jewish person, or the person that borrows money and pays interest, both of those are rabbinically disqualified. Umafriche Yonim, and pigeon racers, again, a different type of gambling. Visochare Shavias, and people that buy and sell Shavias products, Shemitah products, during the sabbatical years, it's prohibited to do any type of commerce with fruits of Shemitah. These people do it. So rabbinically, they are disqualified even nowadays. That means nowadays Shemitah is only Darabonim. It's only rabbinic. Nevertheless, if they are involved in this, they are disqualified from being witnesses. Ve'avadim and Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish slave, is disqualified. That's actually biblical. Zaklal, says the Mishnah, this is the rule of thumb. Kaleidu she'ino ishak she'erla. Any type of testimony that a woman is not fit, because we know the halacha is that a woman cannot testify, the pasuk says, "Va'amdu shneho anashim," the two men shall stand, and the Gemara teaches us, "Anashim velo nashim," women are not allowed to testify. So any testimony that a woman would not be qualified to testify, afhein, so too the people who are trying to testify about Eidos HaChodesh, or these people here that we net listed, these rabbinically disqualified people, cannot testify. Einam k'sheirim. However, there are certain types of testimony where a woman could testify. For example, if let's say a woman's an aguna, that means to say her husband is missing, he disappears. A woman is believed to testify about the whereabouts of her husband. He died in a boating accident or whatever it may be. Or by a sota, a woman who is accused of infidelity, and she's going to be given the sota potion, which has very drastic consequences. If a woman comes along and says, I know that this woman was, committed adultery, and then she won't, once she's accused or she's convicted, she won't have to drink this potion. She'll have a different punishment. A woman is believed. So those testimonies, a woman is actually believed. However, you should know that somebody who's biblically disqualified, they cannot testify for anything whatsoever. Wishing you a wonderful day. Enjoy your holiday weekend and have a great upcoming week.